Let's begin our class with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, we ask your help as we study your word today.
主啊，当我们学习你的话语的时候，我们寻求你的帮助。
As we look at the examples of Saul and David, help us to learn lessons for our life.
当我们看扫罗和大卫的例子的时候，让我们从他们身上学到学到功课。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
First of all, let me tell you that for the next class, we will look at 1st and 2nd Kings.
下一个星期的作业，我们要看列王记上下。
And on the PowerPoint is a list of chapters to read.
The PowerPoint sold is reading Samuel. I don't know why. 但是在我们家庭作业上就告诉你要读的这个章节。
Okay, First Samuel, I'm sorry, First Kings.
第一个是列王记上。
1 through 4.
第一章到第四章。
6 through 14.
6到14章。
And 17 through 19.
然后17到19章。
And then go to Second Kings.
然后到列王记下。
And read 18 through 25.
是18章到25章。
Of course, you are welcome to read all of it.
当然你要把它全读了更好。
But it is a lot for one week.
但是如果一个星期读那么多是挺多的内容的。
So if you read these chapters, you get a little bit of an overview of Israel's history.
如果你把这些章节给读了，那么你就有个大概以色列历史的一个概览。
And as you read these chapters, ask yourself this question.
当你读这些章节的时候，问你自己这个问题。
Why is Israel defeated by her enemies?
以色列犹太为什么被他的敌人所击败？
First and Second Kings was written soon after Jerusalem was destroyed.
列王记上下就是耶路撒冷陷落之后写的。
And the people were asking, why did we lose?
这些百姓就在问一个有一个问题，就是为什么我们会被打败呢？
We are God's people. Why did God not protect us?
我们是神的子民，为什么神没有保护我们？
And so as you read those chapters, look for the answer to that question.
所以当你读这些章节的时候，就是去寻找找这些答案。
Now today we are looking at 1st and 2nd Samuel.
今天我们要看的是撒母耳记上下。
And I want to start by asking you to imagine that you've never before read the Bible.
你想象一下，就是你从来没有读过圣经。
I find many times it is helpful to read a book of the Bible as if you are reading it for the first time.
我觉得很多时候，如果你想象一下，你是从来没有读过圣经，你是第一次读圣经，那以这种态度来读。
And so imagine that you are reading the book of Samuel for the first time.
想象一下，你是第一次来读撒母耳记上下。
And you read about two kings.
你读到了两个王的故事。
The first king is chosen by God.
第一位王是被神所拣选。
But he disobeys God's command.
但是呢，他不听神的话。
He's supposed to wait for a prophet to offer a sacrifice.
他本来应该等一位祭司过来献祭。
And instead he becomes impatient. He offers the sacrifice himself.
但是他就是等不及了，所以他就自己去献祭。
Later, he's supposed to kill an enemy king, and instead he spares the king's life.
再过不久呢，他本来是应该去杀死一位那个就是一个敌对的王，但是他却让那个人活下来。
That is King A.
那个敌对的王是亚甲王。
Then we look at King B.
然后我们看第二位王。
King B is also chosen by God.
第二位王也是被神所拣选的。
He also disobeys God's command.
他也没有听神的话。
But his disobedience is to sleep with the wife of one of the members of his army.
但是呢，他的这个犯的罪呢是，就是跟他的将军的妻子同睡。
And then when he finds out that she's pregnant, he has her husband murdered.
然后当他发现这个妻子她怀孕了之后，他就想办法让他的先生被杀。
That's King B.
那是第二位王。
If you had never read the Bible,
如果你从来没有读过圣经，
and I told you about these two kings,
如果告诉你这两位王，
which one would you think was worse?
第一位王实际上是扫罗，他杀的是那个亚甲。你会觉得哪一位王是更糟糕呢？
King A, who offers a sacrifice too quickly?
是第一位王，他就是很快，就是不耐烦献祭呢？
King B who murders someone.
或者是第二位王他犯了谋杀罪。
Now I go to the end of the story.
那我们当然是现在到故事的结尾。
King A,
就是第一位王。
The king who offered a sacrifice when he should not.
就是他本来不应该去献祭，但他却献祭了这么一位王。
Dies a terrible death as committing suicide.
但是就是死得很惨，是自杀死的。
And he says, God has turned away from me and he doesn't answer me.
他说神已经转脸不顾我，神不听我的祷告。
King B,
但第二位王，
the king who murdered someone,
这第二位王是杀了某人。
Dies as a very beloved and honored king.
他是作为一位被人所尊崇的，然后很有尊荣的王而死的。
He is remembered as a man after God's own heart.
他是被后人纪念，认为是说合神心意的人。
He writes the book of Psalms.
然后诗篇里面很多是他写的。
Now it seems to me if I didn't know this was Bible, I would think somehow the stories were mixed up.
如果我不知道这本书是圣经，我会觉得，哎，这个故事好像有点不太对嘛，不太对头。
Because it's the second king who committed the worst crime.
因为是第二位王，他犯了一个更可怕、更严重的罪。
And so when I read 1st and 2nd Samuel, one of the questions that I want to look at is,Why does Saul, the first king, receive a worse punishment than David, the second king?
所以我们在读萨摩尔记上下的时候，我们就会说为什么第一位王扫罗他所得到的惩罚比第二位王大卫要严重的多？
There are two verses that help me to understand the answer.
这有两句圣经文帮助我了解。
The first verse that I want you to see is from the New Testament.
第一个圣经经节来自于新约。
First Peter chapter 5.
就是彼得前书第五章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
God opposes the proud.
7. I think it should be verse 7.
I have it written down wrong.
你们要自卑。I think it's 5-7. 6-6. First Peter 5-6. Oh, yes, it's 5-5.Sorry, I got to. 神阻挡骄傲的人。
God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
赐恩给谦卑的人。
And then in 1 Samuel chapter 16.
在撒母耳记上第十六章。
Verse 7.
第十六章第七节。
It says, man looks on outward appearance.
上面写说人是看外貌。
But God looks on the heart.
耶和华是看内心。
Those verses are very important to understanding 1st and 2nd Samuel.
这两句经文对了解撒母耳记上下是很重要的。
Why Saul received such terrible judgment?
为什么扫罗他得到这么严重的一个惩罚？
And why David is forgiven?
为什么大卫被饶恕？
Now, 1st and 2nd Samuel tell us the story of the beginning of Israel's monarchy, Israel's king.
撒母耳记上开始讲到了就是以色列这个王朝时代是如何开始的。
These two books cover two kings, Saul and David.
撒母耳记上下呢就是讲了两位王，就是扫罗跟大卫。
And they deal with Israel's wanting a king.
他们讲到说以色列人他们想要立位想要有王。
Now, if we were in a class together, I would ask you to answer this question.
如果我们在都在一起上课的话，我会问你们一要回答这个问题。
Should Israel have a king?
就是以色列人应该有个王吗？
And whatever you answered, yes or no,
不管你的答案是是还是不是，
I could say you are right.
我可以都说你是对的。
Or I could say you are wrong.
或者我可以说你错了。
If you said,
如果你说
yes, Israel should have a king.
如果你说是的，以色列应该有一个王。
I could say yes, that's right.
我可以说是的，那是对的。
Because Deuteronomy 17,
因为申命记十七章
said, the Lord thy God will choose a king for you.
这里边写到第十七十七章十四节写到，你总要立耶和华你神。神所拣选的人为王。
All the way back in the time of Moses.
就是我们回到一直追溯到摩西的时代。
God was planning that someday Israel would have a king.
神已经计划就是有一天以色列会有一个王。
But if you said,
但是如果你说
no, it should not have a king.
如果你说以色列不应该有一个王。
I would say,
我会说你是对的。
Because1 Samuel chapter 8 says, God says they have not rejected you, they have rejected me.
因为撒母耳记上说，因为他们不是厌弃你，乃是厌弃我。
In Hosea, God says, I gave you a king in my anger, in my judgment.
然后何西阿书里面写到，我在怒气中将王赐给你。
Here is what I think you should understand about Israel's king.
所以我这里我们要了解以色列的王是这样的。
God had always said the day will come sometime when Israel will have a king.
神已经总是在说到了一个某一个时间点以色列人会有一个王。
That much is okay.
那是没有问题的。
But the problem for Israel was their motivation for asking for a king.
但是呢这个问题在于以色列人他们要求立王的动机。
They say, we want to have a king so we can be like the other nations.
他们说我们要一个王就像列国我们周围的列邦一样。
And God never wanted Israel to be like the other nations.
神从来不想让以色列人他们这个民族像周围的列邦像周围的民族。
They were his treasured people.
他们是神的特选的子民。
And God did not want them to become like the other nations.
神不想让他们跟周围就是跟别的民族一样。
Remember the verse we read, God looks at the heart.
记住神对我们看神看人不是看外貌。
And when God
神看的是内心。
When God looked at the heart of Israel, he saw people who did not want to put him first.
当神看以色列人的心的时候他看到了一群不想让他做王的人的心。
They said, we don't want to follow God, we want to follow an earthly king.
他们说我们不想跟随神我们要跟随一位地上的王。
Their motivation was wrong.
他们的这个动机是错的。
One of the lessons that we can learn from the book of 1st and 2nd Samuel.
我们从撒母耳记上下可以学到的一个功课就是。
Is that God looks at our motivation, at our heart.
神看的是我们的内心，看的是我们的动机。
Very often it seems to me we pray and we say, God, what do you want me to do?
我们很多时候会祷告说，神啊，你想让我做什么？
But what God wants us to ask is, God, what do you want me to become? What kind of person do you want to make me?
但是我们应该问的问题说神啊你想让我成为什么样的人你想让我成为怎样的人
I have met people who really were not living a life of obedience to God
我碰到过人他过的生活不是一个顺服神的生活
They were not growing a character that looked like Christ
他们在并没有说他们的品质上成长让他们的这个人看得更像基督
But they would say, I want to become a pastor, I want to be a missionary.
但他们会说我想成为牧师我想成为宣教士。
But God does not start with here is what I want you to do. He starts with, here is what I want you to become.
但是神开始，神的开始的最刚开始，他不是说，哦，这是我想让你做的，而是神最死于就是说，这是我想让你成为的人。
If you are looking for God's purpose in your life,
如果你在寻求神在你生命中的旨意，
start first with God, what kind of person do you want to make me?
所以你要死，就是刚开始你要问的是说，神啊，你想让我成为什么样的人，怎样的人？
Then after we know what kind, after we become the kind of person he is making us, then we are ready to do what he wants us to do.
当我们成为神要我们成为人的时候，我们这时候才预备好说去做神让我们所做的事。
The problem for Israel was their motivation.
这个以色列人的问题在于他们的动机。
They were looking for a king for the wrong reasons.
他们想寻找寻求要立王是为了一个错误的一个动机，是有一个错误的动机。
Now when you read through Samuel,
当你读通读列王记上不是撒母耳记上下的时候，
there are four main characters.
有四个主要的人物。
And I'm really only looking at two of them.
我主要是在看两位人物。
The character who ties all of this together is Samuel.
把这两个人物结合在一起的是撒母耳。
He is the prophet who is working through the whole book.
这个撒母耳是整个撒母耳记上下整个都出现的一个人物。
Early in 1 Samuel, we have the priest, Eli.
我们在撒母耳记上开始的时候看到祭司以利。
And I'm really not going to spend time looking at him. I want to focus on Saul and David.
我不会花很多时间看以利，因为我要主要看大卫和扫罗和大卫。
But Samuel is the last of the prophets before we have a king.
但是撒母耳是这个王，就是开始有王之前的最后一位先知。
Eli is the priest who really fails to do the duty that a priest should do.
然后以利呢是一个没有办法没有执行祭司应该承受应该做的没有尽到祭司应该尽的责任，他完全失败了。
As he gets old, he is no longer providing spiritual leadership.
当他年纪年迈的时候，到了最后晚年的时候，他没有向以色列人提供应该有的属灵上的引导和领导。
And that is what brings part of the trouble that leads Israel to ask for a king.
那个也就是导致了为什么以色列人会去寻求立王。
But I want to focus our attention on Saul and David.
但是我想要集中来看扫罗跟大卫他们的这个就是他们的想法，他们的目的。
First of all, Saul.
第一个我们来看扫罗。
The story of Saul follows the pattern of in what is in literature called a tragedy.
扫罗的这个在文学上面来讲，那个结构上来讲，扫罗的一个模式呢，它的一个是一个悲剧模式。
If you have the PowerPoint, you will see what looks like a very strange thing, and that is the arrow that I drew.
You mean slide 7? Oh,
slide 7,
是一个悲剧。
Yes.
Yeah, 他说，如果我们有这个幻灯的幻这个PowerPoint 的话，我们的这个幻灯片，我们可以看第七章，你可以看到那个箭头是往下走的。
That is the shape of Saul's story.
那个就是扫罗的他的故事的一个整个的一个结构。
He starts at a point of humility.
他刚开始的时候他是很谦卑的。
He rises to great success.
然后呢他就兴起成为一个有很大的成功。
But then because of his disobedience,
但是因为他的不顺服
his story goes back down.
然后他就整个开始下滑，人生开始往下走。
The whole story of Saul kind of revolves around four meetings between Samuel and Saul.
这个扫罗这个人生的故事呢，其实是围绕了四个他和 萨穆尔，就是他们会面的一个四个他们的会面来进行的。
Now Saul reigns for 40 years.
扫罗做王是40年的时间。
But these four meetings kind of sum up those whole 40 years.
但是这他跟萨穆尔见面的这四次呢，大概就把这个概括了他在40年的这个历史做王的历史。
The first meeting is told about in Samuel 9 and 10.
第一个他的这个会面呢是在萨穆尔记上第九、第十章。
It is when Samuel goes to anoint Saul as king.
就是萨穆尔去高扫罗为王。
And the description tells us that Saul is, it should be a good king.
这个里边的描述告诉我们扫罗应该是一个好的王。
He's described in chapter 9 as someone who is handsome, who is tall, and those are things that they looked up to.
然后呢在第九章讲到那个扫罗又高又英俊，那是别人大家所寻求的。
He looked like a king.
他看上去就像一位王。
In verse 21, he was humble.
在第21节，9章21节，扫罗还是挺谦卑的。
He shows the kind of humility that God wanted in a king.
他显示了神在一个王身上所希望看到的这种谦卑。
In chapter 10, he is a inspiring leader.
在第十章，扫罗是能够激起来众人这个斗志的，就是能够鼓励众人的一位领袖。
The people were quick to follow him. They looked up to him.
人民就是仰望他，然后就很快的跟随他。
And so when we read chapters 9 and 10, we expect that Saul is going to be a very successful leader.
所以当我们看第九章第十章的时候，我们就是基本上能看到期待扫罗是一位很成功的王。
In chapter 11, he wins a military victory.
在第十一章，他就是在军事上的一个胜利。
The people trust him; they look up to him.
所以百姓呢就相信他，他们就仰慕他。
But in chapter 13, we have our second meeting.
但是呢，我们在第十三章的时候呢，我们就有这个扫罗跟萨摩尔的第二次会面。
And we start to see a problem.
我们就开始看到问题了。
It seems like a very minor problem.
看起来好像是一个很小的问题。
Saul and the army is preparing for battle.
就是以色列的这个军队在准备作战。
Samuel the prophet is supposed to come to offer a sacrifice before the battle.
萨摩尔作为祭司本来是应该在战争之前过来就是献祭。
But Samuel for some reason is late.
但是不知道什么原因萨摩尔就晚了。
Saul becomes impatient.
所以呢扫罗就不耐烦。
And he says, I'll do the sacrifice.
然后他就说我要去献祭。
Now that's a problem because Saul is not a priest. He doesn't have the power to do the sacrifice.
但是问题就是扫罗他本身不是祭司，他没有这个权利去献祭。
But he gives the sacrifice.
但是他却去献祭。
Samuel comes and says, "What have you done?"
然后这时候萨摩尔就来了，就问他说：“你做的是什么事呢？”
And I want you to see what Saul says.
我想让你们看扫罗是怎么说的。
First Samuel chapter 13,
撒母耳记上十三章
verse 11,
十一节
I saw that the people were scattering,
因为我见百姓离开我散去
and you did not come,
你也不照锁定的日期来到
verse 12, so I forced myself and offered the burnt offering,
所以我就勉强献上燔祭。
Later, when we look at David, I want you to remember these two verses.
所以当我们一会儿再去看大卫的时候，我希望你还记得这两句。
Because Saul's response is to blame Samuel.
所以扫罗他的反应就是他把责怪罪那个萨摩尔。
to try to please the people.
然后呢，他也想，就是说他想要，就是想要讨百姓的欢心。
That will become important.
那个会变得很重要。
Let's go to chapter 15.
然后我们现在到15章。
This is another meeting between Samuel and Saul.
这是另外一个，萨摩尔跟这个扫罗的一个会面。
Saul fights against the Amalekites.
现在呢，扫罗是和亚玛力人征战。
And in the Old Testament holy war, Israel was supposed to destroy everything that they captured.
然后在那个时候的就是圣战，以色列人他们是应该把所有就是捕获到抓就是俘虏的全部杀掉。
They were to destroy the enemy army.
他们应该是全部的毁灭这个敌军。
But chapter 15 says,
但是15章说
that, Saul and the people spared the life of Agag the king,
扫罗和百姓却怜惜亚甲。
And they kept the best of the sheep and the oxen and the calves and the lambs.
也爱惜上好的牛羊、牛犊、羊羔，并一切美物。
Everything that
不肯灭绝
was not very good, they destroyed.
凡下贱瘦弱的尽都杀了。
But they kept the best for themselves.
但是他们却把那些上好的美物自己留下来了。
The prophet Samuel, God sends Samuel to talk to Saul.
神又送先知撒母耳去跟保罗说，跟扫罗说。
And so Samuel comes to Saul.
所以撒母耳对扫罗说。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
Saul says, "I have performed the commandment of the Lord. I have done what I was told to do."
扫罗对他说，耶和华的命令我已遵守了。
And Samuel said,
然后撒母耳说
Why do I hear sheep and oxen?
我耳中听见有羊叫牛鸣是从哪里来的呢
And notice Saul's answer.
你现在留意注意那个扫罗是怎么回答的
They have brought them from the Amalekites.
这是百姓从亚玛力人那里带来的。
The people spared the best of the sheep and the oxen.
因为百姓就是他们爱惜上好的牛羊。
The rest we have devoted to destruction.
然后其余的我们都灭尽了。
Look at what he does. He blames the people. They're the ones who spared the sheep and the oxen.
他现在你看他做了什么，他又开始把这个责任推到这个百姓身上，说他们就是那些把那些这些羊牛给保就是给保存下来的。
Wrong, but I have devoted the rest of it to destruction. We have.
然后他现在说，我们把那些别的剩余的，我们都已经毁灭了。
In verse 20, Saul does the same thing again. I've obeyed the voice of the Lord.
二十节呢，我们看到扫罗就做同样的事情。他说，我实在听从了耶和华的命令。
Verse 21, but the people took the sheep and the oxen.
21节，百姓却在所当灭的物中取了最好的牛羊。
Instead of repentance,
不是说悔改。
He wants to blame someone else.
他总是把这个责任推到别人身上。
He is the leader, but he blames the people.
他是领袖，但是他却把责任推到百姓身上。
Samuel says,
所以撒母耳说，撒母耳对扫罗说
，Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, verse 23, he has rejected you from being king.
你既厌弃耶和华的命令，耶和华也厌弃你做王。
God says you'll no longer be king.
然后神对他说，你不能再做王了。
And then look at verse 24.
我们看第二十四节。
We see again the heart of Saul.
我们在这里再次看到扫罗的心。
He says, I have sinned.
他说，我有罪了。
I have broken the commandment of the Lord.
我违背了耶和华的命令。
Now that much sounds good.
好，听起来挺好，很好。
But then he says, it's because I feared the people.
然后他就说，因为我惧怕百姓。
So please pardon my sin and go with me to bow before the Lord.
现在求你赦免我的罪，同我回去，我好敬拜耶和华。
He still wants to blame the other people.
他仍然就是想要怪罪别人。
Saul's repentance never recognizes I am the one who did wrong.
他扫罗所有的这些悔改，从来没有说真正承认说我是那个做错事的。
He always looks to blame someone else.
他总是在找理由，就是去怪罪别的人或事。
The last meeting between Saul and Samuel.
但是最后那个扫罗跟撒母耳的一个会面是
is in chapter 28.
是在第28章。
Saul is, or I'm sorry, Samuel is dead.
这时候撒母耳已经死了。
Saul is facing the battle with the Philistines.
现在扫罗面对要跟非利士人征战的局面。
And he is frightened.
他心里很惊慌，害怕。
And so he goes and he finds a witch.
所以他这时候就去找到了一个女巫。
And he has her call up the spirit of Samuel.
他就让这个女巫去招撒母耳的灵魂上来。
And Saul says to Samuel, God has turned away from me and he doesn't answer me anymore.
扫罗就说他说因为他说我甚窘急，因为呢神也离开我，不再回答我。
And Samuel says to him, because you did not obey God.
撒母耳就说因为你不遵从耶和华的话。
God is, going to allow the Philistines to destroy you.
神就会让非利士人打败你。
And by tomorrow, you and your sons will have died.
明天你和你的众子就是会死。
The rest of the book tells about that last battle.
然后呢，这个撒母耳记上的最后几章就讲述了这个最后的这个战争。
And Saul's death.
然后和扫罗的死亡。
What I want you to see from Saul is that each of these meetings.
我们看到这个每个这个会面跟撒母耳的会面。
The penalty grows worse.
每次这个惩罚这个后果就越来越严重。
After the first meeting where Saul did the sacrifice,
在就是他扫罗就是自己带祭司献祭之后的这个会面之后
，Samuel said, "Your sons will not inherit the kingdom."
然后那时候撒母耳对他说，你的儿子不会继承王位。
After Saul spared the oxen and the sheep.
在扫罗他就是没爱惜那个上好的牛羊之后，没有把他们灭尽。
Samuel said,
撒母耳说
"To lose the kingdom yourself."
撒母耳说你自己会撕掉王位。
When Saul visits the witch, Samuel says, "You're going to die tomorrow."
当扫罗去求问女巫的时候，撒母耳说：“你明天就会死。”
Each time,
每次
the penalty is worse.
每次这个惩罚，这个后果就更严重。
But Saul never shows a true repentance.
但是扫罗从来没有展现这种真正的悔改。
He always looks for someone else to blame.
他总是在找别的人或者事去怪罪。
Now remember that when we move to David.
但是当我们看到下一个人物大卫的时候。
Because after Saul dies.
在扫罗死了之后。
There is a period of civil war between the followers of David and the followers of one of Saul's sons who survived.
然后那时候就有一个时期呢，是一场内战，就是大卫的跟随者跟扫罗的儿子的跟随者之间的一个内战。
After 2 years, David wins.
但是两年之后呢，大卫赢了，大卫胜利。
He will rule as king for 40 years.
所以这时候大卫就做王40年，做以色列人的王40年。
The story of David is very easy to trace in this book.
在这个撒母耳记上下，大卫的故事是很容易来看那个轨迹是很清楚的。
If you look at slide number 11,
如果我们看那个第十一张幻灯片的话，
it shows the outline of David's rule.
我们可以看出来那个大卫的这个统治的一个整个的一个清楚的一个概括。
The first 10 chapters are stories of his victories, his triumphs.
第头十章是大卫王的胜利。
He wins political victories.
他在政治上的胜利。
He wins military victories.
他在军事上胜利。
And I'm going to come back in a moment and look at his spiritual victory.
我们待会儿再回来看他在属灵上的胜利。
That's 10 chapters.
那大概是十章。
Then in chapter 11, he commits the sin with Bathsheba.
然后在第十一章，他就是跟拔示巴犯罪。
He murders Bathsheba's husband Uriah.
然后他就是谋杀了拔示巴的先生丈乌利亚。
And then for the rest of this book.
所以这个撒母耳记下后边的章节。
Is the story of David's, of the troubles.
然后就是大卫所面临的这些灾害跟祸患。
In the kingdom.
然后在他家里和那个国家所面临的祸患。
The results of David's sin.
大卫他犯罪的后果。
Now, the first chapters look at the triumphs, the victory.
就是第头几章就是看到了大卫的胜利。
I want to focus just for a moment on chapter 7.
我们就想看现在主要来看第七章。
This chapter is important to all the rest of Israel's history.
这一章对第七章对于以色列人后来的历史都是很重要的。
It's one of the most important chapters in 1st and 2nd Samuel.
这是撒母耳记上下最重要的一章。
David wants to build a temple, a house for God.
大卫想为耶和华神建一座圣殿。
And the prophet Nathan comes.
先知拿丹过来说。
And he says to David.
他对大卫说。
God says, I don't want you to build me a house.
神说我不想让你为我建造殿宇。
Your son will build a house for me.
你的儿子会为我建造殿宇。
But I don't want you to build the house.
但是我不想你去建造这座殿宇。
And then he says something very amazing.
然后接着这个纳丹就是先知说了一个很令人惊奇的话。
He says, I am going to build your house.
然后神对大卫说我会要建造你的家室。
By house he means, I'm going to build your kingdom.
神说他的家世也就意味着大卫的国。
And he makes four promises.
神就是做了四个应许。
In chapter 7.
第七章。
First he says, I'm going to give Israel the land.
第一个他说我会给以色列土地。
That is the land of Canaan.
就是那个迦南地。
Second he says,
第二点。
To give them a temple.
第二点就是神说我会给他们殿宇。
Third, in verse 13, he says, I'm going to establish the throne of your sons forever.
就是十三节就是说我必坚定他的国位直到永远。
And in verse 15, he says, my mercy, my steadfast love.I'm going to give to him forever.
第十五节说我的慈爱就是我永远的慈爱不会离开他。
Now let me jump for a moment to next week's lesson.
让我们先跳到下个星期要讲的课。
Because God says I'm going to give you land.
因为神说我会给你土地。
A temple.
我会给你圣殿。
A throne.
国位。
And mercy.
还有慈爱。
And when we come to the end of 2 Kings,
但是我们到撒母耳记下结尾的时候
the people of Israel are going to look back to this chapter, this covenant.
以色列人会回头看第七章，就是这个里边的约定。
And they're going to say, God promised us land.
所以神应许了我们土地。
And now the land belongs to Babylon.
现在呢这个土地呢属于这个巴比伦人。
God promised us a temple.
神就是应许了我们圣殿。
And the temple has been destroyed.
但是圣殿被毁了。
God promised us a king.
神就是应许了我们有一位王。
And our king has been killed.
但是我们的王已经被杀了。
God promised us mercy.
神应许了我们他的慈爱。
And we're slaves in Babylon.
但是我们现在却是巴比在巴比伦做奴隶。
And Israel is going to say, God, you broke your promises.
以色列人会说，神啊，你违背了，你没有遵守你的诺言。
That's what you're looking for as you read 1st and 2nd Kings.
那是你在列王记上下会读到的。
What happens to these promises?
那到底这些约定最后怎么样了呢？
Keep that in the back of your mind as you read Kings.
所以当你读列王记上下的时候记得这些。
The God says to Israel,
神对以色列人说，
God says to David,
神对大卫说，
These are my promises.
这是我的应许。
Part of the answer to Israel,
对以色列人的这个答案的一部分在于，
is this,
在于，
This is called a covenant with David.
这是称为一个大卫之约。
And a covenant always includes obligations on both sides.
这个约呢，就是盟约，就是两方都有责任，都有这个一些义务。
And so God says to David.
所以神对大卫说，
Here are my promises to you.
这是我对你的这个应许。
But David must keep God's law.
但是大卫必须要遵守神的律法。
So we come to chapter 11.
当我们到了第十一章的时候，
and in chapter 11,
在第十一章的时候，
tells the story of David's sin.
这十一章讲述了大卫所犯的罪。
Chapter 11 begins by giving us the setting for this story.
大卫十一章呢刚开始讲到这个背景，就是这个在什么样的环境下大卫犯罪的。
The way the writer tells the story is very powerful.
这个作者来描述这个后边的这个背景是很有力的。
He starts in the spring of the year, the time when kings go out to battle.
他说过了一年，到列王出战的时候，那个时候大概是春天。
David sent Joab.
大卫又差遣约牙。
The end of the verse, but David remained at Jerusalem.
但第一节上说大卫仍住在耶路撒冷。
Now, if you're reading this, you should already know there's a problem.
当你读到这一句的时候，你应该已经知道这里边是有问题的。
Where should David be?
大卫应该在什么地方呢？
At the battle.
应该在战场。
But instead, he stays in Jerusalem.
但是呢，没去战场，他却待在了耶路撒冷。
He's out one day walking on the flat roof of his palace.
他有一天呢，他就在那个他的那个宫殿的顶层，在这里散步，平顶上边游行散步。
And he sees Bathsheba, a beautiful woman bathing.
他就看到一个妇人沐浴，容貌甚美。
He brings her to the palace.
然后他就差人把她带到宫殿里来。
He sleeps with her.
然后与她同房。
She ends up pregnant.
然后最后这个拔示巴就怀孕了。
Verse 6.
然后第六节。
He sends to the general, Joab.
然后大卫又差人到那个将军约牙那里。
And he says, send me Uriah the Hittite.
说你打发赫人乌利亚到我这里来。
Uriah comes home.
然后乌利亚就回家了。
David tries to cover his sin by saying, I'm going to let you go and stay at your house. Stay with your wife tonight.
大卫就想要掩盖他的罪，他就想说让乌利亚，你今天回家里和你的太太在一起。
He thinks that way when the baby is born, Uriah will think it's his baby.
所以他这样想， 如果孩子出生以后，乌利亚就觉得那是他的孩子。
But Uriah the Hittite,
但是、
not even a native Israelite.
Can you see the intro light? Okay, can you see that again? I'm sorry.
Uriah, who is a Hittite, he is not descended from Israelites. He is from a foreign tribe.
Yeah, yeah. 虽然赫人乌利亚他不是以色列人，他是从那赫人来的。
He is more faithful than David.
但是他比大卫更忠心。
And he says, oh no, I cannot take a furlough while my comrades are in battle.
那个乌利亚就说我不能说去回家跟我的妻子同行，但是我因为我的士兵他们都还在打仗。
And so he stays in the king's house. He doesn't go to see his wife.
所以他就坐着就待在那个王的这个睡在宫门外没有回家。
Now we are running out of time.
我们现在时间不够了。
They will ring the lunch bell soon.
一会儿那个打铃声又该响了。
So, let me shorten the story.
我把这个故事就是缩短一些。
David arranges to have Uriah killed.
所以呢大卫就安排让乌利亚最后死在战场上。
Uriah dies.
现在乌利亚死了。
After a period of mourning, David, brings Bathsheba to the palace.
然后在哀哭的日子过了，大卫就差人把拔示巴接到宫里。
He marries her.
然后他就做了大卫的妻。
She has a son.
给大卫生了一个儿子。
And at the end of chapter 11, everything seems fine.
在第十一章的结尾，好像每件事情都像大卫所，就是好像都没事儿。
No one will ever know.
没人会知道。
Chapter 12.
但是十二章。
A prophet, Nathan, comes to David.
先知拿单去见大卫。
And he tells him a story.
先知拿单给他讲了一个故事。
About a rich man and a poor man.
讲到一个富人和一个穷人的故事。
The rich man had many sheep.
这个富人有好多许多牛群羊群。
The poor man had only one.
穷人只有一只小母羊，只有一只小母羊羔。
And the prophet tells the story of the rich man stealing the one lamb from the poor man.
然后这个故事就讲了这个富户抢了这个穷人所有的唯一的一个羊羔。
David is angry and he says, this man deserves to die.
大卫就甚恼怒那个人，说这个人该死。
And the prophet says to David,
这个先知就对大卫说，你就是那人。
You are the one who committed this terrible sin.
你就是那个就是犯那个这么可怕罪的人。
And so the prophet says God is going to punish you.
所以神对他先知说神会惩罚你。
Now here is where I want to focus on the difference between Saul and David.
我就想在这里你看到那个扫罗跟大卫的不同。
Turn to Psalm 51.
我们看诗篇51篇。
Remember that when the prophet came to Saul and said, you have sinned.
记住当时当先知萨摩尔对扫罗说你犯罪了。
Saul always blamed someone else.
扫罗总是怪罪别人。
But when the prophet comes to David,
但是当先知来见大卫的时候
David prays this prayer,
但是大卫他这样祷告
and it becomes Psalm 51.
那个就成为了诗篇51篇。
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love.
神啊，求你按你的慈爱怜恤我。
And then I just want to skim through here and look at what he says.
然后我们就很快的看51篇，看大卫说了什么。
Blot out my transgressions.
求你涂抹我的过犯。
Verse 2, wash me from my iniquity.
求你将我的罪孽洗除净尽。
Cleanse me from my sin.
并解除我的罪。
Verse 3, I know my transgression.
因为我知道我的过犯。
My sin is always before you.
我的罪藏在我面前。
Verse 4, against you have I sinned.
我向你犯罪。
All through this chapter.
所以你看51篇。
He confesses, I am the one who sinned.
他就是承认说他就是那个犯罪的人。
Here is the great difference between Saul and David.
这个就是大卫跟扫罗之间巨大的不同。
The difference is repentance.
这个不同就在于这个悔改。
For Saul,
对扫罗来讲，
he wanted to blame someone else.
他总是想把这个责任推到别人身上。
He wanted to simply make a deal. Okay, Samuel, what do you want me to say? And then we'll be done.
然后他总是想弄个交易，就说，先知撒母耳，你想让我说什么？那这件事就过去了。
True repentance.
但是真正的悔改。
And this is true in the Old Testament. It is true in the New Testament.
这在旧约里也是这样的，在新约里也是这样的。
True repentance recognizes our sin.
真正的悔改在于承认认出来我们的罪
and says from the heart,
然后从心底深处说
I am guilty.
我是那个有罪的那位
I deserve punishment.
我应该被惩罚
Then God can show mercy.
然后这个之后神才可以展示显示他的怜恤
But if we want to be people who are like David instead of Saul,
如果我们想成为像大卫而不是扫罗那样的人
we must always be willing to truly repent and admit our sin.
我们必须要能够真正的愿意悔改然后承认我们的罪
There are two things that I want you to see from David's life.
我想有两件事我想让你从大卫的生命中看到
The first is,
第一个是
sin always has consequences.
罪总是有后果的。
The rest of David's life.
所以大卫后边的生活。
From chapters 12 to the end of the book.
从第十二章一直到撒母耳记下的结束。
Will be the trouble that comes into the kingdom because of David's sin.
是因为大卫的罪给这个国家所带来的祸患。
David's son Absalom will revolt against his father.
大卫的儿子亚撒龙会叛乱，会反叛他的父亲。
Even while David is on his deathbed, his sons will be in the next room fighting over who gets the throne.
就在大卫都已经快死的时候，已经生命垂危的时候，临终的时候，他的儿子们却在另外一边，在那里为王位争夺。
David's life teaches us that sin always has consequences.
大卫的这些他的生命就告诉我们罪总是有结果的，有后果的。
But the other thing that David's life teaches us.
但是大卫的生命的教给我们另外一个功课。
Is that if we repent.
就是如果我们真正的悔改。
All sin can be forgiven.
所有的罪都可以被饶恕。
Even this terrible sin that David committed, God forgave him.
就算这种大卫所犯的这么严重可怕的罪，神还是饶恕了他。
We read Psalm 51 where David repents.
我们看到第诗篇51篇，大卫真正的悔改之后。
Psalm 32 is his prayer after his repentance.
34篇、32篇是大卫真正悔改之后又写的一篇诗篇。
And he says, "Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven."
他说是得赦免其过、遮盖其罪的这人是有福的。
Whose sin is covered.
他罪是被遮盖的，这个人是有福的。
Verse 5, "I acknowledged my sin to you."
他说我向你第五节，我向你陈明我的罪。
I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
我说我要向耶和华承认我的过犯。
And you, God, forgave the iniquity of my sin.
你就赦免我的罪恶。
Saul and David both sinned.
扫罗跟大卫都犯罪。
And both of them suffered because of their sin.
因为他们的罪，他们都受苦受难。
The difference was their response.
他们的不同之处在于他们的反应，他们的回应。
Saul never repented.
扫罗从来没有真正悔改。
And he died in his sin.
他在他的罪中死去。
David sinned.
但是大卫也犯罪。
He repented.
但是他悔改。
He still suffered results.
他也从同样的要为他的这个后果，为他的罪的后果承担受苦。
But,
但是
he was forgiven.
但是他被饶恕了，被原谅了。
Died in relationship with God.
他死，但他死的时候，他跟神是有关系的。
He died as an honored king.
他死的时候是作为一个被众人所仰望、尊崇的王而死的。
And so these two men teach us two responses to sin.
所以呢，这两个人物呢，就告诉我们对罪的两种不同的反应。
Pride or repentance, humble repentance.
是骄傲呢，还是说一个谦卑的一个悔改认罪？
Now we saw the promise to David.
我们看到对大卫的这个应许。
Land,
土地。
A temple,
圣殿。
A throne,
国位。
And mercy,
神的慈爱。
As you read First and Second Kings,
当你去读列王记上下的时候。
Look at what happens to those promises and why.
你就看到神给大卫的这些应许到后来怎么样了，然后原因是什么。
Let's finish with prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
God, when you show us areas in our life that do not please you.
主啊，当你向我们显示在我们生命中所不合你心意、不讨你喜悦的地方的时候，
Help us to be like David.
帮助我们能够像大卫。
To be quick to repent.
就是很快的就去悔改。
Not to hide our sin and not to excuse our sin.
不是去遮掩我们的罪，也不是为自己的罪找理由。
But to repent and find your mercy.
而是悔改，寻求你的怜恤。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen. Just give me a moment.